Good morning, everyone, and welcome to February 9th, 2011. This is Wednesday. You are at the Board of Public Works. There are many people who are watching us from home via the web. And so we're going to begin, as we always do, by asking my colleagues in government if they have any opening thoughts or comments. Mr. Comptroller, Madam Treasurer.
Governor, before the Comptroller says anything, I would like to just note, for those of you who know her and those of you who don't, the passing this week of our principal counsel from the Treasurer's Office, former Assistant Attorney General for the Pension Office, and for DBED, Barbara Swain, who was just not only an outstanding attorney and team member wherever she was, but an extraordinarily lovely, intelligent, decent, and hardworking person whom we will miss very much. And I know the sympathy not only of the Treasurer's Office, but of the entire state goes out to her family. And I just want to thank you all for your interest and support over the past year. She struggled with illness.
Thank you, Madam Treasurer.
Thank you, Governor. I'm happy to report for the first time in 5 years I don't have anything to say.
Well, we will go immediately to Wallace Lowe. We are joined in our Meet the President series by our new president of College Park, our flagship institution, the University of Maryland system. And so I wanted to ask President Lowe to give some to say whatever you would like with us. Share. How have you found Maryland so far?
Well, thank you very much, Governor O'Malley and Treasurer Kopp and Comptroller Franco. I really very much appreciate this invitation to meet with you briefly. And thank you for inviting me on the day when College Park has no agenda items. It's been wonderful. And I'm happy to say that this is my 100th day in office, which means I've surpassed the record of Benjamin Holloway. For those of you who may not remember, he was the first president of the University of Maryland. At that time was called the Maryland Agricultural College. And he lasted all of 30 days. Because he said that the 37 boys, the inaugural class of that college, gave him a headache. But the 37,000 students here, of course, inspired me. And it is a great university. I'm very honored to head that university. Let me just say briefly that, as the governor said, and made us all proud, when he mentioned in the State of the State that Kiplinger Magazine has ranked College Park as the fifth best value in public higher education in this country, both in terms of its quality and its affordability. And I want to thank the board. You have all been very strong supporters of higher education, particularly of College Park, and we're very, very grateful for that. So the university has improved dramatically and very quickly over the past 10 to 12 years. I just want to say very briefly that I want to pledge to you that during the next 10 to 12 years of my presidency, I do plan to remain that long, that we will continue this ascendant trajectory of the university. And my priorities will be, number one, innovation, entrepreneurship, and research. Over the next 10 years, our goal for the university at College Park is to double the research funding, external funding, to create 100 new companies, 10 a year for the next 10 years. Number two, and to promote the mindset of innovation throughout the whole curriculum, which means, of course, unleashing the creativity, the imagination, and the vision of our students so that they create better futures for the people of Maryland. Number two, we are very committed to the governor's goal of the 55% college completion, so the emphasis will be on student excellence and student achievement. No state can lead this country, no nation can lead the world without having a significant proportion of the population being college graduates, and particularly in the areas of the STEM disciplines. And those are the areas, of course, that were strong. Number three, the third priority, will be the increasing internationalization of the university, bringing the best students from around the world to College Park, sending our students to the world so that they adopt this global perspective as necessary. And fourth and finally, to develop a new land-grant vision for the 21st century. This is the University of Maryland. It is the university of and for the people of Maryland, and the vast resources, the intellectual resources of this university should be put to use to improving the lives and communities of the state, beginning with College Park and the Prince George's County. So we're going to work very closely with the community in areas of transportation, in areas of healthcare, in areas of housing. And so let me just conclude by saying the university is today much better, much stronger than it was 12 years ago. And 12 years from now, it'll be better and stronger than it is today. Thank you for your support of the university.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. President Lowe. Wallace, whenever I ask you, what should I call you? He always says Wallace. Mr. Comptroller?
Well, I appreciate Dr. Lowe, you being here, and it's terrific to hear from you in person and meet you. And I like you for a couple of reasons. Number one, you're described in the newspaper as a youthful 65. It's a great way to move forward. But I also appreciate the fact that although you have a law degree and you're a lawyer, you also have a PhD in psychology. And that, I'm sure, will be used as you navigate the next 10 to 12 years. And
well, let me also explain what kind of lawyer I am.
Yeah.
Because, well, I know there are many lawyers in this room, including in this table in front of me.
Not me. I'm the only one.
Mr. Comptroller, I am a public interest lawyer. Uh-huh. It's in the public interest that I no longer practice law.
Excellent. If I could just ask a serious question about your background, because you were born in China and educated at least up through high school in Peru. What perspective does that bring? What do you bring to our state as far as that background?
I think two perspectives. One is a sort of a global perspective, recognizing the interdependence of the world today, and a perspective, particularly as it applies to this country, that I'm an immigrant. That when I came here at the age of 15 with $250 in my pocket, which were the life savings of my parents, knowing very little English, no family, no friends. But this country provided me an opportunity really based upon education. And so what I am today is because of the opportunities that this country has provided. And I tell you this story not because it's about me. I tell this story to every entering freshman class, that if a Latino Asian can come to this country and eventually become president of the University of Maryland, if I can do it, so can you. It's because it's really about the story of the American dream, and that's the perspective I bring to this position.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for your leadership of this great university. When I walked the campus shortly after President Lowe's address, I must have had 20 students say to me, or actually, they didn't say it to me. They approached you and said, "You were really great yesterday." Kids wouldn't do that if it weren't true. So you've tapped something there. And there's a lot of energy on the campus and tremendous optimism and belief in the future. And, we wish you every success in continuing to tap into that energy that is our youth. So thanks very, very much for coming in.
And thank you for your support of the university.
Dr. Lowe, let me just say, I was on the campus last week and have been several times over the last few months, And almost every time I have seen you walking around, just the president walking around, talking to the individual students, faculty, group, getting to know his university, it was something that I found very impressive and very reasonable. You will be the leader of a great team, and as you know, College Park is part of a great university system, and I see you leading that system along with the former College Park president, the present chancellor, and I think it's just a terrific team for all of us. Later on the agenda, we're going to be coming to an authorization of a general obligation bond issue for March for the state of Maryland, and I will tell you that I have every hope of continuing to be one of the few states in the nation to have a AAA bond rating, and one of the major reasons for it is our well-educated and well-trained workforce and citizenry. And a great deal of that is because of our great system of public higher education. So you are very important, not only to the education and the economy of the state, but even to our bond issues, for which I thank you very much.
And thank you for your support for higher education in this state.
It's a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Mayor Willie is here on which aspect?
Secretary's agenda item 6 is
Secretary's
recommendation from the
so it's the Secretary's agenda.
It is.
Right. So we'll call the Secretary's agenda. It will be our first item of business.
Right. We have 12 items, one report of an emergency procurement, and item 6 is a grant of $650,000 to the town of Easton. I believe Mayor Willie is here.
Mr. Mayor, will you want to step forward? We'll take your item first and tell us about this item, Mr. Mayor.
That's great. Not always first on the agenda, but this particular project that we have is one that will help the drainage on the east side of Easton. If you're familiar with Easton, as I know you are, figure Aurora Street to Route 50 is the area we're talking about. We have businesses that are flooded. We have homes that are flooded during the periods of heavy rain. This will help them. And as a second positive on this particular project, it also works with the Tredavon watershed area to help improve that tributary going into the bay. So we're extremely pleased to present this project to you. We've had excellent cooperation from your administration over the last several years with projects that are going on in town, and this is just one of the next steps that we have to help the folks in town as well as help improve the Bay Watershed area. And assuming the vote is positive, we're ready to call the contractors on the way back to Easton and get them moving.
It's not shovel ready yet.
It's shovel ready. In fact, Brian Halls is with me. He's the assistant town engineer for Easton. I think he brought the shovel with him. I'm going to drop him off on the way back.
Well, this is a good project, huh? This will this be then recreating wetlands that have been lost? Or
no, this is actually to improve the stormwater drainage. It'll be creating new wetlands that are going to flow. It's the next step. They'll flow into the project. Last year, the Waterfowl Festival had with the Bay Street ponds. If you were down for the Waterfowl Festival or any time since then, that's an area where they're looking for the retriever trials and so forth. And then the intersection of St. Michael's Road and the parkway around Easton out by the Target store, that's all been replanted, living shorelines and so forth. So this is kind of the last step for that project.
That's great. Any questions on this, Mr. Controller?
I think my agency actually sends you the check, so we'll try to get it to you on an expedited basis.
Okay, well, we can get them to hold off for the check while we start digging, but we're ready to go.
If I could just salute Mayor Willie on another subject. He's been a champion for financial literacy for young people, and Easton is moving forward, or Talbot County is, on developing a finance academy partnership with the private sector, and the county already requires a standalone financial literacy course as a graduation requirement for high school, and I want to applaud your leadership, Mayor Willie.
Well, you know, it's seldom that you can start a project where you already have 50 or 60,000 customers lined up, but that's the K through 8 kids on the Eastern Shore that would all take advantage of this junior achievement.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes. I was so excited about Mayor Willie, I forgot to withdraw item 12, so item 12 is withdrawn from your agenda.
All right. The agenda is...
Not item 6. That was item 6. That stays on.
And the agenda, Secretary's agenda is before us for consideration. Item 12 has been withdrawn. Treasurer moves approval of the agenda items remaining. Seconded by the Comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to the program open space.
I'm with Governor. I'm not sure
any questions? Crisfield Municipal Park Trail, Phase 4.
Right, that's the one where we already received some funding for that. We needed a little bit more funding, so this is the additional funding that we need for that. That's the one where the item actually mentions Forestry Shell, and it's great out there. We corrected that. It's actually Center Shell. Lots of the idea of the But it will be an impervious trail.
Okay.
Impervious
and permeable are good. Impervious and impermeable are bad. Right? I think I finally have that down. Any questions?
I think Latin and French through per. So with perable means you can go through it. Is that right?
Yeah,
it just occurred. It makes sense.
Okay, Comptroller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Nay. The ayes have it. Move on to the Department of Budget and Management.
Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller, good morning. There are 10 items on the Department of Budget and Management's agenda for today. I'd like to withdraw items 2 and 8. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, Department of Budget Management.
Number 2, we assume we'll be back soon. Yes.
Any other questions on the remaining agenda items?
Could I just ask if anyone was here from DHCD about number 11 going back? I just wonder whether anyone was. I have a question not specifically on this item. It's the Neighborhood Business Works Program.
This is the Secretary.
Yeah.
But that's not
on my list. No, I'm sorry. I was looking for 11 on yours, and I realized it was the wrong one.
Ms. Gilbert and Ms. Medley, DHCD, anybody representing DHCD on Secretary?
Okay, I'll call them. I just have a question.
No problem. Oh, you know what? That's probably. They probably left when the Secretary of the General was there. So, yes, they.
Yeah.
I can cut them down.
No.
I didn't.
Thank you. No.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Controller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We move on to University System of Maryland. I thought you didn't have anything.
College Park didn't have anything.
College Park didn't have anything.
Joe Evans, representing the University System of Maryland. We have 9 items on the agenda today. Ready to answer any questions.
Will there be more of the Coffin
Ma'am?
Will there be more of the Coffin items? I mean, we have
the purchase each
week,
for the
a half dozen or so.
Actually, Mr. Brown, why don't you give a quick summary, because you are continuing. I do know for next agenda we have a few, and I think he's just in the middle of a lot of acquisitions.
Good morning.
Okay,
I'm Stephen Brown. I'm the real estate acquisition manager for Coppin. We are in the process of buying 210 properties. We have settled on about 90 to 95. I forgot what the full number is, but we're almost at the halfway point of acquisitions.
So we'll see a few more then.
You will see a few more, yes.
Got it.
But I think you have it pretty well down to the presentation now and how we do it. So
yes,
it seems to be working well at this point.
Yes, we hope we do.
Is the city participating in the neighborhood?
In our project, you mean?
In your project or in the surrounding neighborhood. I mean, this is an issue that goes back years, I know. But I just wondered.
Well, there's been a lot of changeover with the city, but the city does have a great interest in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And there is a renewal plan for the neighborhood, yes.
There is?
Yes, there is.
And the city is pursuing it, and the city is contributing to it?
Yes, and it started under the mayor.
I recall that, because that's when I was chairing the committee dealing with the mayor, but I didn't know what had happened since then. Thank you.
Okay.
And a whole lot of individual properties. These are the ones immediately across North Avenue?
Pardon me?
Are these the properties immediately across North Avenue?
Yes, they are. They're on North Avenue. They go as far south as Baker Street and as far east as Warwick.
And these have been a long, ongoing... Because some of them were owner-occupied, and some of them were abandoned, and we took title to everything that was that we could by way of
acquisition through through negotiations,
and also program and also Project 5000 took a number of these, right? I mean, but it's been a long, ongoing assembly. And so, when is the building planned?
We have to finish the acquisition, which is scheduled to go through this year. Demolition, I would expect. I would expect the construction to be completed 2 years after we finish the acquisition.
Well, it would be a huge help for that stretch of North Avenue too.
It will.
I know the neighbors want it.
It's a long, a part of the city that has needed help for a long time.
Anyone who worries about property rights being properly respected need only see just what a labor it is and all of the things your office goes through in order to make sure that notice is properly made and everyone's given an opportunity. It'd be great to see it finally happen.
Yes, sir.
Anything else on this? On these? Okay, Treasurer, Mr. Approval, seconded by the Controller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We move on now to the Department of Information Technology.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. L.H. Schlanger, Department of Information Technology. This morning we have two items on our agenda, and I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Any questions? Treasurer moves approval. Seconded by the Controller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Mm-hmm. The ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We move on now to the Department of Transportation. Secretary, good to see you again.
For the record, Beverly Swain Stanley, representing the Maryland Department of Transportation. We have seven items today. Items 1C and 2AE have previously been withdrawn. And for the record, item 3M has been previously revised. And if I could just take one moment to introduce the new deputy secretary who may be coming from time to time in my place. Today is his first BTW meeting. He's here to observe. And that's Daryl Mobley. I can just take a second to...
No, Mr. Mobley, good to see you again.
So,
we saw each other in the snow.
Yeah, so anyway, so he will be, when I'm unable to make it, he'll be coming. I just wanted to introduce him to you all. So we're available for questions on our items.
Questions?
I would just, you may be interested in knowing, as I drove to this meeting today, there was a truck off the road on the Beltway, the outer loop, having been in some terrible accident, between Connecticut and Georgia, near Connecticut, and it was backed up beyond Route 50. I mean, we didn't see the end of it.
Wow.
And it was moving a little bit. And your people had cleared things off. I mean, things were going. Okay. But I don't remember when, aside from the snowstorm, I had seen a backup. And Connecticut Avenue to beyond Route 50.
And sometimes it's worse on the other side from the rubbernecking. It's amazing.
Well, that's what made us start looking. You can tell when you're backed up.
Because then people are stopping to look to see what's pulled off to the side of the road.
Yeah, you're backed up on your side, and traffic is running extraordinarily smoothly with very little traffic on the other. You know further up there is something, and there was. But as far as I can tell, our department did well.
Thank you.
Governor, if I could,
Treasurer, it's reminded me, as I travel around the state, this is not your problem necessarily, but the local roads are just in an unbelievable state of disrepair. And obviously part of it is the funding issue, and you know what's going to happen to all the proposals for additional revenue, but let's assume that the additional revenue is not forthcoming. Can you look at your budget and see whether there's some way to put a place marker in so we can get some money to these local jurisdictions and preserve what we have? I mean, it's literally becoming, this is your business, but we're going to end up paying a huge amount to take care of these.
Last fall went out, as well as meeting with the counties, we made had meetings with the mayors to talk about many of their issues. And I know, for example, in snow, sometimes our district offices have gone in and helped them plow the snow because of the budget issues that they've had, as well as, I think, ongoing, we occasionally, do things as we can.
Let's just give an example. I was in Southern Maryland the other day. They were putting up what were obviously some pretty expensive guardrails, but they're not necessary because you can't go on the road. There's so many potholes. And, I don't know whether that's your expenditure or someone else's, but if you could just look and see whether there's some way to postpone some of these bells and whistles we might be doing out there and get the potholes fixed, because it's, there's a cartoon in yesterday's Annapolis Capital of a guy in a dentist chair, and the dentist was saying, hey, this broken tooth is due to the pothole you ran over. I mean, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it is bad.
And this winter weather they pop up literally overnight within these kind of cold seasons that we're having now as well. So they're very hard to keep up with, even if the locals do have them funding. Thank you.
Thank you. Didn't need to.
Okay. Any other questions? Controller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Nay. The ayes have it. We move on now to the Department of Department of General Services.
Good morning, Governor. Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. The Department of General Services has 22 items on our agenda, including one supplemental. Items 11 and 12 have been revised. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have at this time. I would like to know if the board approves the construction items on our agenda today. It keeps 45 jobs in Maryland and our MBE of over 33%. So these are good news items from our perspective.
Good point.
Any questions?
On item 12, how did you say that was revised?
Item 12. Yes, sir.
Did you, Secretary Collins, just comment about the overall kind of generic arrangement we have with CB Richard Ellis to provide real estate services for the state, and if you can just help me understand the benefits that we get from this, I guess, revenue-generating contract.
Yes, sir, Mr. Controller. Let me start off. Mr. Michael Gaines is actually the person who's responsible for that contract, but let me add as he comes up. We've been in that relationship there about 16, 17 months. It has been a good relationship thus far. I think the governor who started us to think about doing things a little differently. So by the use of this CBRE contract, if you would, working along with us, we have essentially changed the way we provide services to our customer agencies and certainly to our lessors. So it's been a good relationship, and Mr. Gaines can tell you about that. If you recall, this board did approve that contract 16, 17 months ago. There was a very robust competition relative to these services, and we're very happy, I think, today with the services we're getting from CBRE.
Was there anything specific, Mr. Comptroller? I'm sorry, Michael Gaines, Assistant Secretary, Department of General Services, Office of Real Estate.
Well, let's just take this contract. What did we get from our relationship with C.B. Richard Ellis?
What we got was a professional real estate brokerage that has experience in helping states manage their lease portfolio more effectively and more efficiently. They have been involved in this kind of contractual activity throughout the country, about 14 states, and so we actually purchased a company that has great experience and depth of expertise. Specifically, what we got is a firm that has helped us review our portfolio, negotiate leases since they've been on board. Those negotiations have led to, on average, about 14% savings in our occupancy costs, which over 20 leases, about 680,000 square feet, represents about $21 million over the term of those leases. So it's been tremendously effective for us. We've also completed the installation of a new database management system to help us manage the portfolio. We've introduced that system to our client agencies, and they have access to review their leases as they're moving forward through the system. We think it's been very, very productive.
So how does Ellis get compensated?
Richard Ellis gets compensated through a commission that the property owner pays, which is, quite frankly, standard in the industry. When I was in the commercial brokerage industry, you go to a landlord, you bring a tenant to the landlord pays a commission, and that commission gets split between the brokers. It is also being instituted that policy throughout many of the states that are doing this kind of contraction, particularly with C.B. Richard Ellis. And, I mean, there are others, Stuckey in D.C. The federal government, actually, GSA, has a national contract with five large commercial brokers, and the commercial brokers are paid their commission by the landlords, property owners.
Okay. And so the state has benefited by saving what amount of money in the 17 months?
Well, for the contract, it's a no-cost contract, so that's savings there. And through their assistance, we've been able to save over the term of the 20 leases that they've been involved in about $20, $21 million.
And what have they gotten in commissions?
I don't have that number at this time.
If you could.
Sure.
figure that out and get back to us. And my request, I guess, is if you could look at, since this is a relatively lucrative area, and we have a number of, as you mentioned, in the competition for this contract, there were a number of qualified groups that applied for it. If you could just take a look at expanding the number of organizations in addition to C.B. Richard Ellis.
I'm sorry, expand the number of
folks that you do business with, because this is not rocket science. Just take a look at including more of these Maryland-based companies that have expertise in commercial leases, because I hear a lot around the state that this is, it's good for the state, but it's also tremendously good for this company, and there are lots of expertise out there. And so within the context of your current arrangement, if you have some flexibility down the road to open this up to more expertise, I think we can further benefit.
Well, we actually have a 3-year contract that has several options to renew, 1-year options to renew. C.B. Richard Ellis, when they came in, when they were awarded the contract, they actually teamed with a firm on the shore, and I don't remember the name of that firm, but it's a small local firm that they teamed with to do work on the Eastern Shore. They also partnered with a minority firm, a local minority firm, that has received about 21% of the commissions, and so through their efforts, they've been working with other firms to accomplish these goals.
Well, just if you could get back to us on the amount of commissions for them and their subs, and also any thoughts you have when the option time comes up for expanding the pool, I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Sure. Yeah. Will do. Thank you.
Move approval, Governor.
Governor, can I just take a moment to ask the Secretary about something completely different,
sure.
Which is energy lease contracts.
Yes, ma'am.
We are working with your department and with the Department of Budget and Management to get a system in place so we can measure clearly the savings from these contracts so that we know that they match the debt service on the debt. Mm-hmm. And can you just bring me up to date? Do we have all the information we need from your people now?
We are working on the data. We have the BIT group contract, which you approved 2 weeks ago, which provides for us the data, the processes to get it done. So we have to look at every contract that we have, including those that DGS doesn't manage, get with your staff to make sure that we're giving you the right data. But the system is there to do that. So along with the BIT group process that we have and working with your staff, and including we're going to link that to the CDRE database, we can get the information. The point is you need to verify, we need to verify, as well as you do, that the energy savings are real. And that's how we can do that, so we can at least increase our
information. Not only, we have to determine, A, that they're real, and B, that they match or extend or exceed the debt service, in which case we can say it's a stream of revenue that pays that debt, and that helps everyone.
Right. Understood. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Controller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed. The ayes have it. And that concludes our agenda. Thanks very much.